safer steps for surfers at St Clair Beach are to be built. The Dunedin City Council says the new steps should be finished by the end of June. The St Clair Action Group has been lobbying for safer access for quite some time. The co-chair of the St Clair Action Group is Dr. Richard Egan, and he is with us now. Dr. Egan, welcome to Afternoons.
Kia ora, Wallace. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. Know St Clair very well. A jewel in the ground at Dunedin, can I just say. Tell us about the St Clair Action Group first up.
Well, we've been around since 2016, and there were a number of people doing similar things before us, but we're a group of local surfers, surf lifesavers, local business people, and other beach users. And I guess essentially we're an advocacy group to try to keep the council honest and focus on, as you say, what's a jewel in the crown of Dunedin.
Yeah, for those outside Dunedin, describe the beach for us. Is it sandy? Is it bustling? What type of beach is St Clair Beach?
The amazing thing about St Clair is it's like, you know, from my office, I can be in the surf in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, wow.
It's really close to town. It has been a beautiful sandy beach in the past. There's still a lot of sand past the St Clair area as you go into St Kilda, you know, the middle beach. It's got five cool cafes. It has, a saltwater pool, you know, a place for people to walk and hang out. Lots of really nice seats. I mean, they've done the side away from the wall beautifully by the cafes. They just haven't done the actual sand seaward side a very good job for us, particularly with sand retention.
And perhaps it's little known, Richard, that beaches, and indeed beaches across the country, and particularly with beaches such as St Clair, which move a lot, they need a lot of maintenance.
They do, and there's literally millions of dollars spent on the maintenance. And that's been a DCC policy up until recently, to just be reactive to, you know, whatever the sea throws at people. But in the last couple of years, they've actually done a good job. They've contacted over 2,000 Dunedinites and say, well, what do you want in this area? And they've developed a plan. So we have some hope. And the first sign of that hope are these stairs that they're going to put in for our surfers.
So tell us more about those stairs and why are they needed?
Well, listen, almost every surfer I know has had either dinged their board or their body coming in at mid to high tide in a big swell. We've actually had people seriously hurt,
yes.
You know, taken to ED. You know, potentially there could even be a death there. We've had, you know, tourists come in and try to get in the wrong place at high tide. And so, you know, literally that was one of the key things we started advocating for in 2016, is let's find a way for people to get in and out safe.
And so how will these steps, describe for us better, because just a little more, Richard, if you like, because you've got to go down these steep steps, don't you, to actually get to the beach. There's a high wall, and sometimes that heavy sea can really slam against that wall.
That's exactly right. So the seawall has been built into the seaward side, which was in some ways a mistake initially. And then there's these steps that go down with a whole lot of rocks in front of it. And at mid to high tide, with a decent swell, the waves come up and slam in. So you've got to sort of be quite experienced to get out safely. A lot of experienced surfers go around towards the St. Clair Cafe, where you can kind of jump in when the sea's not coming directly towards you. It's on a side, so it's a bit safer, though you've still got to scramble over rocks that can be slippery. And, you know, like I say, we've had lots of bodies and boards broken.
So really, this is essential. This is actually key to make that the jewel and the crown of Dunedin there safe and accessible for all.
Yeah, exactly. And we have all sorts of people out in the water too. You know, there's not just surfers, there's, you know, stand-up paddle boarders, there's boogie boarders, you know, all sorts of people.
With talking St Clair Beach, do you know it? It's in Dunedin, actually, a few k's just out of Dunedin City, as Richard says, very, very close, in fact. What I also do know about St Clair is that that area does move quite a lot, just immediately to that beach. So there's a lot of subsidence as well. Some of the pavement fell through the earth actually really 2 or 3 years ago. Is that right? So that presents challenges, actually keeping that seawall intact?
Yep. Professor Mark Hinton and the DCC have agreed that that wasn't a great design, the wall.
Right.
And they've literally, like I say, spent millions of dollars on maintaining it. So they've had big sinkholes. They've had to move the rocks around regularly. They've had to change the stairs, etc. So we're probably going to get a new set of stairs within 10 to 15 years. And so we have some hope for a much better design. But, yeah, we have to deal with it as it is at the moment.
Yeah. What makes St Clair such a good surfing beach? I'm not a surfer, Richard, but I know a few people who live in Dunedin who are surfers, and they're out there every second day.
Yeah, it's. I think one of the things, it's sort of our go-to. You know, there's lots of waves around Dunedin, but it has pretty good waves, like I say, 12 minutes from town. So you can pretty much get out there, you know, most days. It's huge at the moment with the big southerly, and get a wave. And it also has a number of peaks, so it doesn't get really crowded in one place. So there's all sorts of peaks that people can get out there and get some good waves.
Good on you, Richard. You going up this afternoon?
I've actually got COVID, so I'm in the second day of COVID and in isolation, unfortunately.
Oh, very good. All right, stay safe, stay well, and thanks for being with us here on Afternoons.
Thanks for your interest, though.
That is the co-chair of the St Clair Action Group. His name is Dr. Richard Egan there, and yes, have you surfed St Clair? What's it like?